Yep, we're still here. It's Mile High Magazine. Sunday morning, I am Murphy Houston. Love to have you here. Love the topics we get into, and today is no exception. Joining us is Dr. Monica Murray, a doctor of audiology with United Healthcare and a nationally recognized hearing health expert. Here today, talk about hearing loss, ways we can protect our hearing, especially by trying to prevent noise-induced hearing loss. And Monica, welcome to Mile High Magazine. Appreciate you being here today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
This is such a big topic, and especially as you get older, Colorado has a real senior population over 65, and I'm sure that's a big topic with them, hearing loss. But how prevalent is hearing loss in this country as well as Colorado?
Gosh, you may be surprised to know that hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the United States. There's about 48 million adults that experience some degree of hearing loss, partially due to exposure to loud sounds, and then some of its age-related changes. And as we age, hearing loss impacts over 50% of adults over the age of 75 years of age.
Well, it's so imperative to have that hearing checked as much as possible at any age, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's great to establish a baseline and then have a check every few years. Sometimes many people haven't had their hearing tested since, you know, the hearing screening when they were in kindergarten.
Wow. And how important is it really? Rather obvious question, to maintain or improve our hearing.
You know, hearing impacts so many conditions. And if you are aware of your hearing and your hearing health, your overall well-being can improve. You can reduce your risk of falls and other health conditions that are associated with untreated hearing loss, such as depression and dementia. There's actually a study published last summer called the ACHIEVE study, and it found that the use of hearing aids reduced the rate of cognitive decline in older adults at risk of dementia by almost over 50% over a three-year period. So very significant to treat that hearing loss.
God, you don't ever hear that kind of information, do you, Monica? It's not out there in the public as much as it should be because, you know, I'm kind of up there in age, and so is my wife. And actually, she's got a problem, refuses to get a hearing aid, refuses, because it's, I don't know what it is. How's it going to look? How am I going to? And I keep pushing that, but I don't know about the cognitive loss. That's a big one.
It is. You know, there's many social and mental impacts of hearing loss. You can cut yourself off from family and friends. You know, you think about, you know, your wife may say, oh, I don't want to go to that restaurant anymore because I can't hear well, right. Or, oh, I don't like to go to those family gatherings because I have to ask people to repeat themselves and they become impatient with me. And then we see people start to isolate themselves, which can lead to depression. So it's really important. I would encourage her to get her hearing tested and just to look at the technology now. I mean, they are really discreet. The hearing aids are very discreet, certainly not the hearing aids of many years ago that I'm sure that she's envisioning.
Well, and the thing is, we have friends that are our age, and they do have them, and there are some technology pieces. You can't even see them. I mean, they're just there, but you don't, not like the old days when they kind of hung off your ear, but the new technology is pretty good. Even Costco has hearing aids. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I mean, you get them if you can. So, I mean, this is really a big health implication as far as hearing loss is and what it can do to your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, you know, continued exposure to noise, it can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, many health problems with untreated hearing loss.
Well, the exposure to loud noises can cause it quickly. Is that a gradual thing?
It can be both. You know, there are some instances where you can be exposed to a loud sound, such as fireworks or a gunshot, and that can cause sudden hearing loss that is irreversible. But more often, over time, we see the hearing loss is gradual due to repeated exposure to loud sounds. So it's really important to use hearing protection whenever you can.
Is that, can that be a genetic thing? I mean, if it's in your family, you're going to get a too thing?
Well, there are some hearing losses that are associated with genetics. And then there's hearing loss associated with loud sounds. And then others just, you know, it's general part of aging that over half of adults experience.
Is any of this loss irreversible? Can you get it fixed and maybe without a hearing aid?
No, unfortunately, once it's gone, you really can't get it back. And oftentimes, you already have hearing loss before you notice that you have it. It's very important to protect protect yourself from noisy situations.
Boy, out here, I don't know. I know you're in Western New York, but out here in Colorado, we see so many TV ads now about tinnitus. Did I say that right? Tinnitus?
Yeah.
Well, explain what that is so people understand, because the TV people say it so fast, you go, well, what does that really mean?
Tinnitus is any sort of noise that is persistent in that you hear. Some people, it's a buzzing or a ringing, and some people experience it as a crackling sound. But if you're experiencing tinnitus, it's really important to go to a healthcare professional to have your hearing evaluated to determine what the cause of it is. You know, perhaps there's an underlying condition that isn't hearing loss, or perhaps it is the hearing loss, and maybe there's some conditions, you know, medication you may be taking that may be exacerbating the tinnitus, or, you know, sometimes it's increased caffeine or alcohol intake that is increasing the tinnitus. And surprisingly, many times individuals benefit from wearing a hearing aid because they are hearing different sounds and you know, their brain isn't focusing on that tinnitus anymore.
I had no idea that alcohol and coffee seems to affect, well, alcohol obviously does, but coffee seems to affect more than you realize, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Holy cow. And, you know, in this business, you drink coffee all the time, I guess. But why coffee and alcohol? What substance is in those that could affect your hearing?
There's the stimulant effect of those can, exacerbate the tinnitus.
That's not a good thing. That sounds like something else to worry about, Monica. Come on now.
Well, I think you're going to have some peace of mind by getting your hearing tested, and you won't have to worry about it.
No, but does hearing aids, again, affect that? Because I have some ringing in my ears, but I think it's from wearing headsets. Should I be out getting checked further?
No, as long as you have a proper hearing test, you know, generally they can determine if there may be something underlying going on. But if you have further questions, certainly your primary care physician could answer those.
Well, it's nice to know, and I mentioned to you before we started our little conversation here, that my personal physician, I have a big physical every year, and hearing is one of them. They do a pretty complete hearing test, and it's always kind of a mind reliever to know, hey, I'm not doing so bad.
Yeah, that's really wonderful that they have offered that comprehensive evaluation.
What else can you do to prevent hearing loss, or maybe treat the condition that you're experiencing? What should you be avoiding to maybe get that hearing loss?
Well, so you want to avoid exposure to loud sounds. And you mentioned something earlier that you wear headphones all the time.
Yes.
And I think that that's not unique. You know, I look around and I see everyone has some sort of earbuds in or headphones on. And really what I recommend is following the 60-60 rule when it comes to that type of devices. And that means, you know, using that equipment no more than 60 minutes at a time at no more than 60% of the output. So if someone is sitting next to you and they can hear the sound coming out of your headphones or earbuds, that's a clear indication that the volume is too loud. So really want to follow that 60-60 rule. And then if you're around really loud sounds, certainly wear hearing protection and limit your exposure to really loud sounds no more than 20 minutes at a time.
Those are good statistics. And maybe that's why. And I'm going to ask you this question too, because I've heard that when we wear headsets, the device is cupped over your ear, as opposed to earbuds that's jammed in your ear. What causes the most damage?
I think that if you're listening at an appropriate level for the same amount of time, I don't know if one is worse than the other. I guess I'm not the expert on that, but it's really more about the intensity and the duration of the sound as opposed to how the sound is delivered.
Well, I guess it's mainly kids, teenagers that seem to have, and they wear them all the time. They walk around class. They always have earbuds in there. And that would be.
Yeah, and we're starting to see younger individuals with hearing loss because of that.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah, there's a shift.
Well, what do you do about that? Just quit wearing earbuds or wear it less time, like you mentioned about headsets?
Yep, wear it less time and a lower volume level. Exactly.
Wow, something else to be considering. Unfortunately, my kids are growing up, but my grandkids now are all into that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not seeming to seek up. Plus, I think they just do that to ignore their parents. Don't you think that's part of it?
I have teenagers, so I know that that's the case in my house.
So I would think that maybe and again, in my wife's case, I hope she's not listening right now, because we did have her ears tested one step beyond our personal physician, and they indicated it's just the left ear, you should probably try a device, and then she just kind of walked away with. Is that one of the biggest problems, is getting people to really go after the treatment once they find out there's an issue, here's what you ought to be doing, a big challenge, and they don't accept it?
Yeah, it is. And I think hearing loss is easy to compensate for, right? You can make the volume louder on your phone, the volume louder on your television. So it doesn't seem like it's as big of a problem. But really socially and conversationally, you're missing out on cues and conversation, probably more so than she realizes. And I would just encourage her, the technology is so significantly improved to where it was in the past. These devices connect to Bluetooth and your telephone, and there's apps where you can control the volume or make programming changes. They're very sophisticated, and they're cosmetically appealing. So nothing to be afraid of.
Well, I should have you talk to her, because, you know,
anytime.
I'm like the dirt ball for bringing it up. Fine, you know, I'm going to do what I want. You know, one of those things. I said, okay, it's for your health. We're talking with Monica Murray, who is a doctor of, as you can tell, of audiology with United Healthcare. And the treatment session, I think, and again, haven't gone through the treatment before, but some people that have say there's insurances don't get involved. Do insurance help you with these devices?
I think that's a misconception. There are many more health plans that offer some sort of coverage for hearing aids now than they have in the past. So I would really encourage everyone out there to check with their health insurance carrier, to see if there's benefits, because I think they would be surprised.
Well, that's true. Does Medicare get involved? I would imagine, especially the over 65 bunch, they should have Medicare.
The Medicare Advantage plans offer some sort of benefit in most cases.
Oh, there's something to think about right there. And why is it an age thing, as you mentioned in your notes here, and we talked earlier in our conversation here, like in Colorado, the over 65 population is booming, and they're the ones that seem to have the most problems with hearing, is the over 65 bunch?
They are. That's when we generally start to see it. In the over 65 population, we see more untreated hearing loss. And, you know, as I mentioned, it leads to other health conditions. So the earlier you can treat it, the better off you're going to be.
That's the key there. Again, I'll reiterate the fact that you mentioned earlier that it could lead to other health problems. People don't even think about that. They think it's just their ear. Not true.
Not true.
Not a good thing at all. So I'm seeing my notes here, something about the wish of a lifetime. What's the wish of a lifetime?
Yeah, so Wish of a Lifetime is a great program from AARP that grants life-changing wishes to older adults, that helps them celebrate their accomplishments, share their stories, and empowers them to choose how they live as they age. They've granted over 2,500 wishes, and they reconnect loved ones, the fulfilled lifelong dreams, and reignited passions. So I encourage your listeners, if they're interested, to check out Wish of a Lifetime at wishofalifetime.org.
Sounds like a good thing. Hey, Monica, thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today. Now I go out and get my ears tested again, but it's probably a good thing. All good.
Absolutely. Thanks, Murphy. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And thank you guys, too. Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.